To Psalm 106 this morning. Psalm 106, the 106th Psalm. Psalm 106. Terry, I have just a little bit of a feedback up here if you'll knock me down right here. Not literally. Psalm 106. Now, when you read the Psalms, we need to understand something, that the Psalms are not written in order, as far as 106 did not necessarily come after 105, and 105 didn't come after 104, but they are placed together in different books, in different parts and places in the Psalms. And so here 106, even though it follows 105, it did not come in time with 105. In other words, 105 wasn't written and then 106 was written. Matter of fact, Psalm 106 was not written by David, but Psalm 105 was written by David, okay? So, but Psalm 106 belongs here in this place with 105 and 107 because it talks about the history of God, it talks about what God has done, and then it talks about how his people reacted to God. Now, you know as well as I do that we have a very monumentous event taking place on Tuesday. All right, how many of you know what's taking place on Tuesday? All right, very monumentous event. Tuesday is election day. That is the day that we get to go to the polls and we get to cast our vote for a particular person, for a particular office. It is very vital and very important. And I want to urge you this morning, if you have not already early voted and you are eligible to vote, I urge you to vote Tuesday. I urge you to stand up and say, this is what I believe in, and this is what I want to do. Now, please, I want you to understand also, I am not putting forth a particular candidate, all right? Because that's not my job, and I have no desire to do that. But I'm asking you, as Christians, to take your vote that you use, that God has given to you the ability to do it, and do it to bring honor and glory to Jesus Christ. Vote based on biblical principles. Don't base it on personalities. Don't base it upon what you can gain. Vote based upon what the Bible clearly teaches. Because we are accountable for what we do as Christians. And I'm not saying one party over the other party. Jesus Christ is not a Republican. Jesus Christ is not a Democrat. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. And he will sit on the throne regardless of who is elected. He will sit on the throne regardless of what we do or don't do. Jesus Christ is the Lord. And we need to understand that our responsibility of Christians is to demonstrate that Jesus Christ is living inside of us. So here in Psalm 106, there's a particular verse that we're going to get to and that I want to show you, I hope you understand. But in order to get there, I want to look at the very beginning of Psalm 106. The psalmist writes, now, we understand also in the New Testament when it says to sing to yourselves psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. What did the early church sing when they gathered together? What did the early church study when they got together? They didn't have the New Testament. They didn't have the writings of Paul completely yet. They didn't have the writings of John. They didn't have the writings of Peter. They didn't have those things at the time. So what did they have? They had the Old Testament writings. And oftentimes they would take the Psalms and they would sing them. Sometimes they would talk about them and they would read them. And then someone would get up and talk about what God did through those things. And so this morning as we celebrate, as we worship God, we need to remember that the Psalms is what the early church had. And they would read these and understand them. So here in Psalm 106, we don't know who the writer is. We don't know who the person was that God used to write these words. But it's just as applicable then as it is now. So look at the very first verse of Psalm 106. It says, praise ye the Lord. And it has a period right there. That is a command. We ought to praise the Lord. We ought to praise the Lord with how we live. We ought to praise the Lord with how we think. We ought to praise the Lord with what we do. We ought to praise the Lord with what we say. We ought to praise the Lord with what we sing. We ought to praise the Lord. And then he says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. You see the word Lord there, it means Jehovah, the eternal one, the Hebrew God. We ought to praise God because he is everlasting. We ought to praise God because he is current. We ought to praise God because he's in the future. We ought to praise God because he's the creator. We ought to praise God because he's merciful. We ought to praise God because he's gracious. We ought to praise God because he's given us life. We ought to praise God because Jesus is alive. We ought to praise God that when we die, we will live. We ought to praise God for everything he has done. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. My friends, if we do a lot more praising, there'll be a lot less grumbling. Amen. If we do a lot less praising, there'll be a lot less problems. That doesn't mean there's not going to be problems, but we need to be able to praise the Lord, and we should be able to praise the Lord right here in this very room. We ought to be able to stand up and say, thank you, God. I want to tell everybody what God has done for me. I want to be able to tell everybody what God has kept me from. I want to be able to tell everybody what God is going to do for me. We ought to be able to praise the Lord. So here he says, listen, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Not just temporarily, not just until you mess up, not just until... No, it says his mercy endures forever. Can I get someone to say amen to that? Amen. So the psalmist is saying, praise the Lord. Now remember, as the early church gathered together, they were persecuted on all fronts. At times they had to gather together in small little rooms. And as they would read this psalm, they may have to do this. Praise the Lord. But I promise you, those people didn't want to just say, praise the Lord. I promise you they wanted to stand up and say, praise the Lord! Because they knew what he had done for them. Now look at verse number 2 with me. Thinking of praising the Lord, he says, now here's the question. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? That's my question for you, congregation, this morning. Who can do that? Who can stand up and who can show forth? Who can utter the praises of what God has done for you this morning? Who can stand up? Who will be first to stand up and say, this is what God has done for me? Brother Danny, would you stand up for me? Brother, and then Brother Jim, Brother Danny, would you stand up? Who can utter that? Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Brother Nations. Amen. Somebody else. Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if y'all noticed, but the last couple of months, Alan hasn't been able to play music. And I went to, because of his back, he has really bad back issues. And I went to Pastor Brian and told him, and he prayed with me. And he ended the prayer with, Lord, we look forward to seeing what you do. And I left with the greatest peace. I didn't know what was going to happen. But to see my husband get up there and be able to
amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody else just want to praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am. Ms. Peggy.
I just want to thank the Lord and praise him that I'm here and out of the hospital. So I thank him very much and thank everyone of you that's whispered a prayer for
me. Amen. 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 Lord, touch your body. Praise the Lord. Somebody else. Somebody else wanted to pray. Yes, sir. Amen. God is so good. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Somebody else just want to praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
I praise the Lord that he's in my body, in the spirit in me. And I praise the Lord that he let me be in his presence.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Somebody else wants to utter and say so. Somebody else up on the shelf down there in the Lord. Yes, ma'am. Miss Doris.
I'd like to
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just because a doctor says one thing doesn't make it so. Amen. 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 Somebody else just want to praise the Lord. Just want to stand up and just shout his praise. Miss Birchfield. Amen. 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 He will. Working in souls. There may be someone here this morning that needed to hear praises about Jesus Christ. Maybe you're carrying a heavy burden this morning. Maybe this morning you've got something that's so pressing upon you that you don't know what to do, and it's even hard for you to take the next breath. May I tell you, my God is worthy to be praised. My God loves you. My God knows all about you. My God is here, and He is present. My God, Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He will never change. He'll never stop loving you. Praise be to God. Somebody else. Somebody else just want to stand and praise the Lord. You can sit and praise the Lord. Brother Steve, go ahead.
I want to praise God that He's the God that divides. He has saw fit this year to show me many different times that He provides.
Yes.
And this year, many of you know I own a coffee house in town. This year has been an incredibly slow year there. And I think God made that for me. Because this year, He's taught me that when things are tight, when things seem hopeless. There was one Sunday, I was here, and prayed and I was peaceful about it when I left, whatever happened. And we bring coffee here every Sunday, and we went to take the coffee pots back to the coffee house, and there was an envelope slid under the door with $1,000 in
it. Amen.
We didn't tell nobody. That ain't something that we took that to God. We didn't take that to nobody else. And time after time this year, he showed me he's a God that provides.
Yes, he is.
I don't need to worry about that. You just said he's a God of miracles. But I was talking with Todd earlier this month, and I told him, I said, you know, a lot of people say they want to live a life of miracles. But God doesn't do miracles without the deepest need. God doesn't provide for a widow that is about to have her son taken away in the Old Testament. God provided for a widow who was about to have her son taken away by a debtor. And the man of God came to her, and she brought to him what she had. And God provided for that.
Amen.
It was a miracle. It was at the last second. And living a life of miracles shows the glory of God.
Amen.
And I got to say, sometimes in my flesh, I don't want to show the glory of
God. That's right. Amen.
But for God to prove so much, so hard, so many times that he is the God that provides, he's in charge of this thing. And you can do whatever you want to do, you're not good enough. You're not good enough for your salvation.
That's right.
Your works, they're not good enough. That doesn't make you good. That's one thing we've been talking about in Sunday school. Your works don't make you good. Your works don't make you a better Christian. In fact, if that's what you're doing, your works for it makes you worse.
That's right.
Puffs you up and it takes glory away from God. But he is the God who provides everything.
Yes, he does.
So I want to praise him for that.
Yes, he does, Steve. Yes, he does. Now, go back to Psalm 106 with me real quick. We're not done with this, but I want to show you something here. It says, the question is, who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? We've had some people utter that this morning. Who can show forth all his praise? You want to know how you show forth his praise? By living a life that shows that Jesus Christ is living inside of you. Now, you may not be able to stand up this morning and share a praise. You may not be able to stand up this morning and utter anything, maybe because your knees would knock, maybe because you couldn't get the words out. But God knows your heart. And then God says, okay, you may not be able to verbalize it, but go out and live it. Go out and make a difference where you are. Go out and make a difference in your home. Go out and make a difference in your place you work. Go out and make a difference in places where you shop. Go out and praise the Lord with how you live.
Amen.
Because there's some people who can't get up in here and say anything. There's some people who can't do it but break down and crying. Go and do it and live it, not for your glory, but that so the people say, what a mighty God that person serves. Look at verse number 3. He then says, blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. That's the best way to praise God, by worshiping him how you live. You don't just worship God in this building. You don't just worship God over there. You don't just worship God over in the older building. You don't just worship God here in this parking lot. You worship God 24/7, 365, 366 days during leap year. You worship God at all times. That brings glory to God. How many of you have ever been around somebody where you just met them for the very first time? And when you met them, you knew that their spirit was the same with your spirit. How many of you knew that immediately? They didn't have to say nothing to you. You just knew that they knew Jesus Christ as their Savior. Now you'll notice I didn't say that they were Baptist. You notice I didn't say that they were Methodist. You notice I didn't say there was some denomination. I said, how many of you knew that the Spirit of God lived in somebody else? That's how we worship God outside this building, by living for him. You may not be able to verbalize it, but my friends, you can live it out loud. And that's what God needs to do through us, is to worship him, not with this necessarily, but how you live your life. Now, strangely, God chooses that in our lives. Strangely, why would God use a piece of garbage like me before I got saved? Why would God use a drunken, promiscuous person of 21 years of age? Why would God take a piece of clay and use me? I didn't have nothing to offer God. I had nothing to give to Him. I had nothing for His use. But He took me. He saved me. He changed me and made me into what I am today. I'm not what I ought to be, but I'm not what I used to be. I praise God for what He has done and what He's doing and what He's going to do. How many of you can shout amen with that this morning? Praise be to God. I don't have to live like I used to live. Young people, look at me for a minute. Let me help you understand something. Don't get it set in your mind that you've got to wait till you get to be an old man like me before you start serving Jesus Christ. Don't look at it like, well, when I finally hit 25 or I finally hit 30, then maybe I'll turn my... No! Serve Him now while you can. Serve Him diligently. Serve Him with your life. He needs you to serve Him so that others may know Jesus Christ. Don't wait till it's too late. Brothers and sisters, praise ye the Lord. Now you'll notice that as he goes through this psalm, the rest of this psalm, and we don't have time to look at it this morning, but you'll notice that after from verse 4 all the way down to the last part of this chapter, all the way down, he talks about the bad things that Israel got involved in. He talks about how they went away from God. He talks about all the things that they did that were wicked and wrong. But it continually comes back to this. We can praise the Lord because His mercy endures forever. Even though we turn our backs, even though we get away from God, even though we live like we should not live, God's mercy endureth forever. Now I know that we have a tendency then to take that mercy for granted. Well, I'll just go and live like I want to live, and I'm going to get away with what I'm going to get. I'm saved. Oh, hey, I'm going to heaven, so let me live like I want to live, and then one day I'll get forgiveness, and I'll be good to go. Let me help you understand something. Salvation is not a license to sin. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? There's forgiveness for our sins. Yes, you are covered by the blood. When you receive Jesus Christ your Savior, you're covered forever. But guess what? There's scars that many of us bear because we did not live for Jesus as a Christian. There's scars that we have in our lives that we can look back and we can say, I wish I would not have done that. When you're saved, you don't have to live like the world anymore. Stop using it as an excuse to live like the world. And the psalmist is here saying, listen, remember what God has done for you. Remember and praise Him. Lift His name holy. Lift His name high so that you don't get yourself in that same situation. Yes, our God is merciful. Yes, it endures forever. Praise the Lord. But don't take it for granted. Remember what He's done and praise Him through it. Now, I want to show you one verse here in verse number 10 real quick. Let me show you something here. And it says, and He saved them, talking about the Jewish people. And He saved them from the hand of them that hated Him and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. How many of you have been redeemed from that one that hated you? Would you raise your hand this morning? Now keep it up. Don't be ashamed. How many of you have been redeemed from the enemy of our souls, Satan himself? How many of you have been redeemed? I got both hands up because guess what? I'm not ashamed of that whatsoever. and the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Then believed they his words. And what does it say? They sang his praise. Now you may be sitting here this morning saying, Brother Brian, I'm saved, but I really don't feel like singing his praises. I've got some issues, Brother Brian. You just do not know. I've got some heartache, Brother Brian. I've got a loved one who's sicker than sick. They're on the way to dying. I've got a loved one who's away from God, Brother Brian. Matter of fact, right now I'm hurting so bad that I don't know what to do. I'm financially hurting. I'm spiritually hurting, Brother Brian. I don't know what to do. Oh, I know I'm redeemed, but I don't know what to do. I can't even praise God. May I tell you, God knows and he cares and he says, bring it to me, all ye who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Just like Miss Birchfield said, come to God this morning. Bring it to him so that you can return to praising him. Your joy is not based upon your circumstances. Your joy is based upon your Savior. So how about it this morning? If you couldn't stand and praise the Lord, and you'd like that opportunity, anybody else? Before we close this morning, anybody else just want to stand and praise God for what he's brought you from or what he's doing in your life right now? Brother Danny. Amen. Amen. We do. Amen. 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 Amen, Brother Danny. Amen, Jeff. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Somebody else, real quick. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Praise the Lord. Shed blood of Jesus. Anybody else, real quick? Anybody else? Yes, ma'am, Ms. Teresa.
Yesterday, I was with my girls, and I told them in the car that if I spent the rest of my life praising and thankful God, it would not come close to have witness.
Amen. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Anybody else? Todd?
Yeah. A minute ago, you mentioned that a lot of us have scars because of times that we live apart from God, and I've got a bunch of them, and I thank God for that. I thank God that because I have those not physical scars, those emotional and mental ones, that I can go to our youth group on Wednesday nights, and when I see two girls that have physical scars on their arms that they did to themselves, I can walk in and I can put my scars on display as well. Just like you said, you don't use those scars as an excuse not to do anything. You use those scars as proof of God's grace and mercy.
Amen.
And so I'm thankful for times that I was, being rebellious, and I have a scar for that. I'm thankful that I spent years, I don't regret it because those are scars that show that it's God's mercy.
Amen.
I mean, I don't regret the scars that I have from the years of being drunk, smoking weed, all that stuff. I mean, I should have done it, but God gave me a scar to remind me that it doesn't matter how bad I am, he's better than me.
Amen.
And we're not doing anybody favors by coming to church and wearing long sleeves over the scars on our arms, because those are means of grace. We need to come to church and roll our sleeves up and say, yeah, this is what happened, but it's because God loves me.
Amen.
And just like my the president of the college I went to, Erica Pacey, his wife had like ulcerative colitis that made her skin break open and bleed on her arms. And when she was cured of that, God healed her of that disease. And he said, well, let's get those scars taken care of. She said, no, I don't want to get rid of the scar. It's a reminder of how good God was to me. And so I just want to say I'm thankful for those things that we can look at, like those scars. One of my favorite songs says that those scars are beautiful mistakes and joy that we misplace. And we don't have to hide them. It makes us who we are.
Amen. Amen. And thank God we don't have to live that way anymore. He's changed us. Praise the Lord. One more. Anybody else just want to, just bubbling over, just want to praise God? Yes, sir.
I want to praise the Lord. My family was in a bad accident probably about a month ago, and they just walked away from me. And it was a miracle, amazing miracle. I'd like to thank the Lord.
Amen. God is good. Even when we're not, God is good. And you know why He's good? Because He loves us. And He'll always be good. He'll never change. You may have come this morning brokenhearted. You may have come this morning needy of a blessing. You can't leave this morning saying that God wasn't here. You can't say that God didn't speak to us. He spoke to us through the music. He spoke to us through the offering. He spoke to us through the fellowship. He spoke to us through His word. He spoke to us through fellow believers. Now, won't you leave this morning when you leave and you go back out into the world? Won't you worship God by how you live? Won't you bring Him glory? Great is our God and worthy to be praised. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Let's stand together, heads bowed and eyes closed this morning. Maybe you want to come this morning and you just want to hit an old-fashioned altar and just want to say, God, thank You for what You've done. Maybe you want to stay at your seat. And you want to kneel at your seat and tell God thank You for what He's done. Maybe you want to come forward and have somebody pray with you about something. Maybe you need Jesus Christ as your Savior for the very first time this morning. Whatever the need is, as God speaks to you, won't you respond to Him? God, thank You for what You've done. Thank You for what You're going to do. You are worthy of our praise. There's none but You. Revive us. Cause us to praise You. Not only here, but everyday life. We love You and we thank You. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. As Brother Danny begins to sing, won't You come? Won't You come this morning?